You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The RBI's six-member Monetary Policy Committee is scheduled to meet from February 6th to 8th. Per The Economist, the central bank is expected to keep the repo rate unchanged for the sixth consecutive time at 6.5% to meet the 4% consumer price-based inflation target. The RBI has last increased the repo rate by 25 basis points on February 8, 2023 to 6.5%. 1 basis point in 1/100th of a percentage point. The RBI MPC had announced the repo rate at 6.25% during its December 2022 meeting. If the RBI maintains the status quo in the upcoming policy, it would mark one full year of the repo rate remaining steady at 6.5%. Let's talk market. The Kolkata-based APJ Surendra Park opened for bidding to retail investors for its initial public offering on February 5th. It is at Rs 920 crore book-built issue, comprising both fresh issue as well as offer for sale. The price band of Rs 147 to Rs 155 per share has been set for the issue, with a minimum lot size of 96 shares and then multiplies of thereof. The issue has a reservation of up to 675,675 shares for employees offered, which will be at a discount of Rs 7 to issue price. The issue will close on February 7th. The company's shares will be listed on both the bourses, NSE and BSE. The issue has already raised Rs 409.50 crore from anchor investors. Additionally, Paytm shares experienced another significant downturn, triggering a consecutive 10% lower circuit on Monday. This follows a substantial 20% decline in the preceding day, compounding the challenges for the company. The current market value of Paytm shares stands at Rs 438.50, approaching its all-time low of Rs 438, a level not observed since March 2022. The decline in Paytm's stocks come in the wake of regulatory obstacles, with the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, identifying supervisory concerns in the top management and operations of Paytm Payments Bank. As a consequence of those regulatory hurdles, Paytm Payments Bank services are set to cease operations from March 1st, with February 29, 2024 designated as the last day of service. Next up, the inaugural edition of the Bharat Mobility Global Expo was a grand success and a milestone event in the industry of mobility, says Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry. Addressing the media at a recent press conference, Goyal added that the exhibition will, henceforth, become an annual event. He further added that all such mobility expos, including the biennial Auto and Components Expo, will be merged into Bharat Mobility Expo, held between 1st and 3rd February 2024 at Pragati Maidan in New Delhi. The 2024 edition of Bharat Mobility Expo witnessed an impressive turnout of around 800 exhibitors from more than 50 countries, 28 auto OEMs and over 600 auto component manufacturers participated in the recently concluded event. In other news, in a transformative shift within the realm of railway travel, the conventional integral coach factory ICF coaches are gradually making way for the advanced Link Hoffmann Busch LHB coaches. According to the statement issued by the Ministry of Railways, a total of 23,000 conventional coaches can be successfully replaced by their LHB counterparts since 2015. The trains operating with conventional ICF coaches are getting replaced by LHB coaches in a phased manner. These modern coaches boast a multitude of salient features, such as an improved ride quality index, a center buffer coupler ensuring enhanced safety, and anti-climbing features, axle-mounted disc brake system, and a sturdy design aimed at minimizing damage and preventing coach capsizing during accidents. Moreover, India's low-cost carrier, SpiceJet, is on an expansion spree as the airline has announced plans to expand its business over the next 2 years. The plan includes increased connectivity between various tourists and religious destinations, including Lakshadweep, the airline's chief Ajay Singh informed. Earlier this week, Gurugram-based airline started direct flight service connecting Ayodhya with 8 cities. The strategic initiative enhances accessibility for devotees and tourists seeking the darshan of Lord Sri Ram Lalla in the newly consecrated Temple of Ayodhya. The domestic carrier is also planning to operate seaplanes and is awaiting infrastructure development for water ports, the airline chief said. The carrier already has a license to operate seaplanes and plans are in the works to connect several locations through seaplane services. Lastly, Let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity index Nifty 50 ended Monday's trading session on a negative note. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 82.10 points, or 0.38% lower, to settle at 21,771.70 points, while S&P BSE Sensex lost 354.21 points, or 0.49% to settle at 71,731.42 points. Similarly, Nifty Bank lost 145.40 points, or 0.32%, to settle at 45,825.55 points. On the sectoral front, banks and consumer durable stocks dragged indices. The broader indices also ended in the red, with large-cap and mid-cap stocks losing the most. The gainers include Tata Motors, Coal India, Sun Pharma, Cipla, and BPCL. The Indian Volatility Index, India VIX, closed 6.19% higher. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.